I just got off. I'm on my way home right now. I know, I'm really sorry that I'm late again. I'll make it up to you later. Yeah, it won't be long now. I'm maybe 20 minutes away. No, honey, of course I'm not cutting through the park again. I know how you worry about how empty and dark it gets at night. I love you too. Bye. Hello? Who's there? Oh my god. You scared me half to death. I expected you to be in a mask and dressed in dark clothing. I guess the Dockers and business casual dress shirt probably mean I'm safe. You work at the plaza too? I guess that explains why you're out here. It really is much quicker than walking around it or even taking an Uber. Do you mind walking with me for the rest of the way? I'd feel safer. My husband hates for me to come through here alone. Oh, thank you. It gets so dark and lonely in this park at night. I rarely run into anyone. Maybe you're right. It isn't really wise to be alone here. But, you know, I could say the same about you. What do I mean? Well, you're all alone too. Yes, of course, you're a man. Very pretty. I mean, handsome one at that. You do know that men are sometimes attacked on this path as well, don't you? I see. You take this path every night. I think I've seen you here. You are brave, aren't you? Be modest, it's true. I always worry when I walk back here. Well, you know, every time I hear something rustling in the bushes, I think it's someone about to jump me. It's usually just a raccoon, though. No, I don't get off on the fear. It's quite the opposite. I'm not one of those girls. No, I mean, whatever gets you off is okay, I guess. But I'm not into that. I'm happily married as well, so I'd appreciate it if you'd stop talking about sex. That's not appropriate at all. You know, I think maybe I'll be better off walking alone. Hey! No! I most certainly did not give you permission to grope my ass, you pervert. Ow! That hurts! No, I... Oh, God. Is that a knife? Oh, God. I'll do what you want. Why are you doing this? Is this why you spoke to me? So you could rape me? You fucking animal! All right. I'm taking my blouse off. Just please just don't hurt me anymore. Oh God, no. You're so hard already. This isn't the first time you've done this, is it? Do you want me to, suck you off? I'll swallow and everything, I swear. And I won't tell. Ever. No, not that, please. I'm married. Please don't reach under my skirt. Oh. Did you find something under there that you weren't expecting? No, I'm a woman. I've just got a little something extra. And mine is bigger than yours. Bigger than your pathetic knife, too. Oh, now you want to leave me alone. No harm, no foul. You just want to walk away and hurt someone else. No. You heard me. No. I gave you every chance to save yourself. First, I asked for your protection. All you had to do was get me across the park. I would have at least given you a nice hand job for that. I'm good at those. Then, you decided to show your true colours. Even then, I gave you a chance, didn't I? I would have gone down on you and even enjoyed it. I still would have hurt you. Maybe not as severely, but you just had to rape the sweet, innocent woman, didn't you? No, you have it all wrong. This isn't a trap. This is a test. And you failed. I'm a hunter too. And I need to eat. But I'm very particular about my prey. Only the worst will do. And tonight, that's you, you lucky devil. Oh, come on now. I told you not to run. Oh, does it hurt when I grab you by the arm like that? If you keep struggling, I'll break it, and I'll still do all the things I want to you. Do I sound like I'm joking? You're mine tonight, you pretty little slut. You hurt me. I'm going to use you for my pleasure. And if I like it, I might even let you live. Even though you don't deserve it. Get on your fucking knees now. See? You can be good when you try. Now, open your mouth. Do it. I won't ask again. Good. Now, you're going to take my cock. Don't think. Just put it in your pretty little mouth. Oh, yeah. Exactly like that. Now I'm going to grip your hair and fuck your throat. And you are going to like it. Oh, you're good at this, aren't you? Oh, that's right. Loosen up that throat. It's going back there, whether you like it or not. Very good. You're a natural. And look, you're even harder now. All right, time to stop. I told you to stop, but you didn't listen. And did you get a little too into it? Did you start to like it? Well, I'm done bruising your throat. It's time for your ass. Drop your pants and get on all fours like a good little bitch. Yes, right there on the hard concrete. Why would you have given me the luxury of the grass on my back when you raped me? I didn't think so. Good. Oh, and your cock is dripping in anticipation, isn't it? Maybe we'll both get off. Stop. Why would I do that? Because I'm married. Oh, my husband is a fantastic pet. He knows how to cook, clean, and properly take a cock. But he's not ideal for feeding on. He could be hurt. I love him, you know. And I've had him around 15 years. Now, hold still while I fill you up. You should try to relax because I'm not going to go slowly. Oh, yes. You are nice and tight. Can you feel that? Your life draining away. This is how my kind feeds. It feels nice, doesn't it? Too. Oh well, I guess you won't be hurting anyone ever again. Just another mysterious heart attack victim in the park. Oh. Yeah, honey, I'm going to be home soon. I grabbed something to eat on the way and it slowed me down a little. Yeah, I caught him with the old I'm scared and alone routine. It always brings out the creeps. Oh, don't worry. I'm still going to fuck your brains out later. Love you too, sweetie.